"Toothy cow!" bellowed Poto as he whacked a stick against the nearest glibwood tree. The old pirate's eyes blazed, and he stood at the base of the tree like a ship's captain at the mast. "Toothy cow! Quick! Into the treehouse!" Not far away, an arrow whizzed through some hanging moss and thudded into a plank of wood decorated with a charcoal drawing of a snarling fang. The arrow protruded from the fang's mouth, the shaft still vibrating from the impact. Tink lowered his bow, squinted to see if he had hit the target, and completely ignored his grandfather.
"Toothy! Oi, that's a fine shot, lad! Cow!"
Poto whacked the tree as Nia hurried up the rope ladder that led to the trap door in the floor of Pete the Sockman's treehouse. A sock-covered hand reached down and pulled Nia up through the opening. "Thank you, Artham," she said, still holding his hand. She looked him in the eye and raised her chin, waiting for him to answer. Pete the Sockman, whose real name was Artham P. Wingfeather, looked back at her and gulped. One of his eyes twitched. He looked like he wanted to flee, as he always did when she called him by his first name, but Nia didn't let go of his hand.
"You're welcome, Nia."
Every word was an effort, especially her name, but he sounded less crazy than he used to. Only a week earlier, the mention of the name Artham sent him into a frenzy. He would scream, shimmy down the rope ladder, and disappear into the forest for hours. Nia released his hand and peered down through the opening in the floor at her father, who still banged on the tree and bellowed about the impending onslaught of toothy cows. "Come on, Tink," Janner said. A quiver of arrows rattled under one arm as he ran toward Lily, who sat astride her dog, Nugget. Nugget, whose horse-like size made him as dangerous as any toothy cow in the forest, panted and wagged his tail. Tink reluctantly dropped his bow and followed, eyeing the forest for signs of toothy cows. The brothers helped a wide-eyed Lily down from her dog, and the three of them rushed to the ladder.
"Cows, cows, cows!"
Poto howled. Janner followed Tink and Lily up the ladder. When they were all safely inside, Poto heaved himself through the opening and latched the trap door shut.
"Not bad," Poto said, looking pleased with himself. "Janner, next time you'll want to move your brother and sister along a little faster. Had there been a real cow upon us, you might not have had time to get him to the ladder before them slobbery teeth started tearing your tender flesh."
"Papa, really," Nia said.
"And ripping it from your bones," he continued. "If Tink's too stubborn to drop what he's doing, Janner, it falls to you to find a way to persuade him, you hear?"
Janner's cheeks burned, and he fought the urge to defend himself. The toothy cow drills had been a daily occurrence since their arrival at Pete's treehouse, and the children had gradually stopped shrieking with panic whenever Poto's hollers disturbed the otherwise quiet wood. Since Janner had learned he was a throne warden, he had tried to take his responsibility to protect the king seriously. His mother's stories about Pete's dashing reputation as a throne warden in Anira made Janner proud of the ancient tradition of which he was a part. Footnote:
in Anira, the secondborn, not the first, is heir to the throne. The eldest child is a throne warden, charged with the honor and responsibility of protecting the king above all others. Though this creates much confusion among ordinary children, who one day discover that they are in fact the royal family living in exile, see On the Edge of the Dark Sea of Darkness, for ages, the Anirans found it to be a good system. The king was never without a protector, and the throne warden held a place of great honor in the kingdom.
The trouble was that he was supposed to protect his younger brother, Tink, who happened to be the High King. It wasn't that Janner was jealous. He had no wish to rule anything. But sometimes it felt odd that his skinny, reckless brother was, of all things, a king, much less the king of the fabled Shining Isle of Anira. Janner stared out the window at the forest as Poto droned on, telling him about his responsibility to protect his brother, about the many dangers of Glipwood Forest, about what Janner should have done differently during this most recent cow drill. Janner missed his home. In the days after they fled the town of Glipwood and arrived at Pete's castle, Janner's sense of adventure was wide awake. He thrilled at the thought of the long journey to the ice prairies, so excited he could scarcely sleep. When he did sleep, he dreamed of wide sweeps of snow under stars so sharp and bright they would draw blood at a touch.